Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, the lovely Pat Gorman. Today is Fun Friday, May 20th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon or morning, depending on where you're tuning in from, on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. Fun for all ages. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. Not to mention, make some new, long-lasting friends in the chat room and have a few giggles to boot. All you got to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes the chat room automatically opens up, so all you have to do is join us. But I would like for you to register. Take a moment to register. It only takes a minute. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion, the backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, anti-government chatter, and anything else that may tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. You won't get a lot of spam, I promise. You'll get one email a day about an hour before the show to remind you to tune in. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer and Pat, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chick. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is Fun Friday, and no Fun Friday can be a Fun Friday without introducing my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, author, multi-talented young lady, Pat Foreman. What is that noise?
Did I tell you when I was in North Carolina, I visited a toy store?
I don't even want to know what kind of toy store, Pat, but thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing.
Don't you love it? It's this little stick.
Okay, like I said, thanks for sharing, Pat. On with the show.
It's bright. It was a dollar. I couldn't resist. Oh, my God, I had so much fun in that toy store. Guess what else I got in the toy store?
I'm not even going there, Pat. Not today.
I got a puppet chicken. It's got these little wings, right? And you can put both hands in the wings, and then the puppet sits there like a little mannequin, and you can do a little chicken puppet act. We've had so much fun with it. Anyway, I just wanted to warn you. I got a few other toys here too. Okay.
I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Now playing at the... Hang on. Now playing in Vegas, Pat and her puppet chicken. Tickets on sale now for $49.95 for front seats, $29.95 for middle seats, and $15.95 for the balcony. Come see Pat and her puppet.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten the tap dancing shoes yet. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here.
Somebody asked Somebody just asked in the chat room if you obviously had your coffee this morning.
Oh, no, no, I really usually like this. I did have a bagel, though, but I had to refrain from the coffee because it just gets me it's too much for my body here. It's just, I get too hyper.
No coffee.
I say for
millions and millions of listeners out there, since Pat didn't have her coffee this morning.
No. Once a week, that's it. Half a cup once a week. I can't go any more than that. That's my limit.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, dear. Well, here it is. Fun, freaky, frivolous, foul-filled, fractured Friday, complete with Toy Store.
Complete with Toy Store, folks. Yeah. Only on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So, what do you got planned for this weekend?
Oh, my sheep come. I'm sheep sitting, and
oh my goodness, could it get any better than this, folks?
No,
on Backyard Poultry.
Well, every spring I like to sheep sit. And I just borrow some sheep, and then they mow my orchard for me. I don't have to do any mowing. They just eat the grass down, and they fertilize the ground, and it's just a wonderful thing. And then come the dry season, whenever that is, they go back to their homes. So I'll probably have – I'm not sure what I'm going to get. Some friends out in Natural Bridge, they're out of pasture, and I said, I got half an acre here. Bring them on over. So, and what's cool is the chickens love sheep. Did you know chickens love sheep? They do, because what happens is they'll follow the sheep around as they eat, and they'll even ride on their back sometimes. I've seen that. And as the sheep are eating, it stirs up the bugs. So the chickens are right down there ready to grab the bugs as the sheep are eating the weeds and grazing along. So it's like a multi-species grazing at its best. How about that?
Sheep sitting. You have to say that very carefully.
Very carefully. Very carefully. I you know, I have a little bit of a speech impediment with S's, so I have to focus very hard to say that, especially on the air. So that's coming. And then some friends are timber framing a house. I was going to go maybe lend a little hand to that. And some other friends are planting fruit trees. And I told them I'd come bring a front-end loader full of manure because they're pretty much just digging in clay. So we're just going to line that little baby with some composted horse manure and get those fruit trees going. So that's pretty much my weekend. Catch up on some email. I'm about 150 emails behind, but that's it. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. We're heading down to the farm. Jen has a shower at our church down there, and so her car is full. She's got an SUV, and it is full from right behind the driver's seat all the way back to the back door. And, of course, my truck will be close to full after the radio show. I'll load it up. There's really not much left in this house to take, but we seem to find things coming out of the woodwork every weekend. But so we're heading down there mainly because she has a shower on a Sunday, and her folks are heading down later this afternoon as well. And we'll have, I'm sure, plenty to do down there, as always, getting ready. But that's
never
kind of our plan. That's kind of our plan. Her last day of school with the kids is this coming Wednesday. So after today, she's got 3 days with the kids, and then she has to be there Thursday and Friday. And then I think we'll be heading back down there for about a week, that week of Memorial Day. But we'll still have radio shows that week, of course. We'll just be broadcasting from the metropolis of Ideal. So that's all. But you know what? Today's Fun Friday. It's already been fun. I've already laughed too much today due to your sheep sitting and your fun toys there.
Yep,
but
we have a lot of
prizes to give away today. We've got let me just go down the list here. Hobby Hill Farm. We have a proud to be an American garden flag. McMurray Hatchery. We've got some real nice note cards. With a print from a well-known artist. Crazy K Farm, we got a Hen Saver Hen Apron. My Pet Chicken, brand new, just released. Some new chicken treats they have at My Pet Chicken. And I got some in the mail yesterday, and these treats are made out of insects. Dead insects. Yeah, each treat contains like 5,700 insects that I guess are just
each
ground
treat.
Up. Each treat ground up in the process.
700.
5,700 insects. Yeah, I'll read you about it here in a minute. We're manufacturing. We have a nesting box. We've got critter cages. We got a brooder box, ManaPro poultry protector, ManaPro poster, and some treats from Randall Berkey. Depending on our time, we may have some egg carton labels to give away, and you just never know. You just never know what might happen. Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's some brand new treats. It's called Chicken Caviar and then Chicken Cookies. And in fact, I'll read you about it. It's from our good friends Derek and Tracy over at My Pet Chicken. And let me get over here and we'll hit on treats. And they're made exclusively. One is called Chunky Chicken Caviar. And it says, folks, you will not believe this product. We didn't believe it till we tested it on our own flocks and saw an almost immediate increase in egg production. But it says, let's see, where's the – okay, here it is. Each pound –
I didn't know chickens had caviar.
Each, yeah.
Is this one of the genome projects?
Maybe so.
Chicken with a fish.
Each pound contains approximately 5,600 vegetarian-fed insects. So obviously they're not mosquitoes because those feed off of blood. Well, I guess that would be vegetarian. Each pound of this chunky chicken caviar contains about 5,600 vegetarian-fed insects as well as other beneficial ingredients. So we've got the chunky chicken caviar, and then we've got Chunky Chicken Cookies, which contains 6,500 insects, vegetarian-fed insects, as well as other beneficial ingredients. So, let me tell you.
Wow.
I hope they're selling these, but retail price, $20. So,
how much?
Two cookies.
Two cookies are $20?
Each order contains four. Each order contains two packages of two large cookies, and a little goes a long way. So $19.95, and for Chunky Chicken Cookies are the Chunky Chicken Caviar. But Pat, it's loaded with insects.
Oh, man. Yeah,
there's a special note here. I got some yesterday. Looks really cool.
Did you try them?
Well, it says not for human consumption. Not for human consumption. So
that never stopped you before.
Yeah, a lot of this GMO product that people eat probably
That's
isn't
right.
for human consumption either. Roxazone is not for human or should be animal consumption, but we feed it to our animals. So yeah, there you go. They're in stock, $19.95, and you can see them at My Pet Chicken, but I don't know of another treat that's got insects in them. So
well, there used to be chocolate-covered ants. Remember those and chocolate-covered grasshoppers?
No.
Yeah, they were all the rage back in, the 60s, 70s?
Really? Like I don't remember that. Well, I was just a young chick way back then, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Pat, if you remember, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you remember on a phone call we had a few weeks ago, I said just every Thursday night come up with some chicken trivia questions, so hopefully you're prepared today. And,
well, I've got a few up my sleeve. I got a couple jokes.
Uh-oh, I don't know if we can handle that, so.
But they're sustainable jokes. The truth is they really come from the random, really, really outlying jokes. So, hey, I like your beard.
Yeah, I haven't shaved in about 3 weeks, mainly. I hate to shave, but, it's just like, God, I don't have time for that. I'm doing other things. So, yeah, it's been about 3 weeks, I think. Maybe it's been a month. I don't know. Maybe just 3 weeks. And, so, yeah, I almost shaved this morning. I was like, should I shave?
No, I like
time.
It. I think it was good.
I don't have time. The Grizzly Adams look, it's coming back with the overalls and the ball cap. So, the shotgun in the back window of the pickup truck sitting in traffic in Atlanta, nobody's going to bother me.
So
that's right. That's right. Besides, you've got concealed weapons. God knows where they're concealed, but you have concealed weapons.
Yes, concealed weapons permit. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Oh, let me show you. Okay, if you're not looking at the video, folks, let me just tell you how to do that because we may have some new listeners. I'm not sure if guests can in the chat room can look at the video or not, but over to the right-hand side, over there, where it has the whole long list of people who are in the chat room, at the very top, I guess that's red, I'm colorblind, it says Chicken Whisperer. And right next to it, there's a little icon of a camera. Little icon of a little video camera, webcam. Click on that, and yours truly should pop up on your screen. Don't let me scare you. Rawr. But but yeah, so I'm going to show you. This will be the first look right here today, May the 20th, the very, very first in-person, if you want to call it that, look at the Chicken Whisperer collector cards. I've got them right here. So, yep. So, did you see that? That was real quick. But
awesome.
I'm gonna get,
that was
I'm
fast.
Right here. There you go. Okay, so that's all you're going to get because they're top secret. Now, if you want to look, take a look at the webcam. I'm going to show you. And Dragonfly Farms was like, that was a flash. Well, I'll show you a flash. Now, so right there in the webcam, I'm waving. So just up there where it says Chicken Whisper and the list of people who are in the chat room, click on that little icon of that little webcam and pop, pop, pop. There I am. So I'm going to show you the – let me see if I – okay, first, it comes in this awesome, awesome plastic case. We'll be putting these up for sale here very, very soon. Very, very soon. Hint, hint, probably early next week. But first, it comes in this plastic case that you just kind of squeeze and lift off, as you can see. Really nice plastic case. You can hear it. So not just
another
a foil. Yeah, not just a foil packet, not a foil packet, not a little plastic packet you rip open, but they come in a very nice custom plastic box. We thought that was that would make the cards really pop and make it truly collector cards versus just trading cards. So we've got, let me see with the glare. So you've got the plastic case, okay, and you just basically pinch the bottom and then pull the top right off like so. Then we've got the cards. Go ahead and get them out here. There we go. And see if I can hold them up here. They are awesome. They've got that really shiny gleam over them. And just let me kind of show you. We'll start with the first one on top of the deck here. Let me see how close I can get to the camera here. I'm not doing HD today. My HD camera's not hooked up, so just dealing with this. You probably can't see that bad camera. Chicken Whisperer Series 1. This is the Rhode Island Red, but this is the Bantam Rhode Island Red because it has a B. And you probably can't see it. But down here, that has a B for Bantam, L for maybe large fowl. And so on the front of the card, at the top it says Chicken Whisperer Series 1. It's got a picture of the this one is the Bard Rock. So at the bottom, across the bottom, it says Bard Plymouth Rock. And then B for the Bantam Bard Plymouth Rock, if you can see that. And then on the back, as you can see, it's got all the stats, just like a baseball card. I know you probably can't see real good quality with this camera because I'm not broadcasting in HD. But on the back, it says single comb clean leg class. It has origin, Massachusetts, 1874. It's got the standard, information about the standard. Single rose comb, reddish bay eyes, rich dark red plumage, rich intense red undercolor. And then it talks about tips. Just did you know? Just little tips. And then, of course, it's got our little website, chickenwhisperer.com. And there you have it. So that's just one example of the Chicken Whisperer trading cards. And there's a bunch of them in here. Let's see. In this series, we got – well, you're just going to have to find out. How about this one? Everybody's going to know what this one is right here. Hang on. They're flying everywhere. Can you identify that chicken? Everybody knows what that chicken is. So, Chicken Whisperer Collector cards are here. First set right here in my hands. And I think what we might do later on is have Pat and I autograph the case of one of these things or a couple of sets and sell them on maybe a bidbird.com. So, and then all the proceeds would go to
that'd be an excellent thing to put on Bidbird.
Would go to
what Jesse can do with that with his Photoshop.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I just wanted to show that since I had the video up and going, the Chicken Whisperer collector cards, and you may have seen the ad, the half page ad in Poultry Press. We've got some other advertising that we're going to do, so we're going to have some fun with that. So, alrighty, it's time to give away some prizes, folks. So let's go ahead and get started. Let me pull up some questions here. I'll start off with the first question, and we're going to be playing for the HobbyHillFarm.com. It's proud to be an American garden flag. Okay, so it is the HobbyHillFarm.com, proud to be an American garden flag.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
All righty. Here, let me get the question ready for everybody. Pat, what caller are we going to take?
Let's take caller number, what's today? Today is the, you can go up to 20.
Oh,
20,
can't you? I can go up to over 50.
Whoa. Wow. Let's do 20 to honor Freaky Friday.
Okay. Caller number 20 for today's Freaky Friday, 347-637-3237. Again, that's the call-in number, 347. Okay, ready? That's 347-637-3237. When you call in, if you want to participate in the contest, press 1. The lady will tell you. If you'd like to speak with the host, please press 1. Press 1, and then I'll know that you're wanting to take your chance at the contest. All righty. Hang on 1 second. All righty, here we go. Which of the following best describes a chicken's dietary habit? Which of the following best describes a chicken's dietary habits? Omnivorous, herbivorous, insectivorous, or carnivorous?
Good question.
Which of the following best describes a chicken's dietary habit? Omnivorous, herbivorous, insectivorous, or carnivorous? 1, 2, 3, or 4. That's what we're looking for. 347-637-3237. Caller number 20. You're going to win this beautiful, if you have the right answer, caller number 20, this really beautiful, proud to be an American garden flag from our friends at HobbyHillFarm.com. And y'all know the rules. If caller number 20 doesn't know the answer, if they get it wrong, then we go to caller number 21, and then 22, and then 23, and then 24, and so on until we get a right answer. And if you win, go ahead and write this down, folks, because if I don't get an email or I don't get all the information, you're not getting a prize. So just got to be pretty strict there. You do your part, I'll do mine. If you're the big winner, then you need to send me an email to, write this down, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the subject line of the email, put your prize down. or who you won your prize from. Like the winner of this prize can put Hobby Hill Farm, okay, prize, or American Flag prize, or whatever. And then within the email, I need your name, your shipping address, and your telephone number. Not that I need your telephone number for anything, but we have in the past had issues where we've had to contact you. Maybe you win the Hen Saver Hen Apron. They may need to contact you to see what size hen apron you need. Is it for a bantam or a large fowl? Okay, so that's why we might need your phone number. And, of course, if we have any shipping problems. 347-637-3237. Which of the following best describes a chicken's diet? Omnivorous, herbivorous, insectivorous, or carnivorous? That's what we're looking for. So let's get over here to the...
Well, now sometimes I do know that chickens have been on the Weight Watchers diet because they had too much cracked corn. So there's another answer there, you know, the chicken Weight Watchers diet.
And I think if your chickens are on crack corn, they probably need to go to rehab.
Yeah, it's called the CA program, the Corn Anonymous, you know, 12 steps of getting off GMO corn. Oh, dear. Yeah. My chickens sure love corn.
Let's see. Okay, we're going to the phone lines. Caller number 20. Well, come on, button. There we go. Caller number 20 calling in from area code 406. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Sunshine Riley.
Sunshine Riley. Calling from what state?
Sunshine. Yeah, from Montana.
Montana. Won't you be in Montana?
The big sky country.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful out there. All righty. Well, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's number 3, the insect. Yeah, the insect one.
That's not the answer that I have in front of me. They do eat insects. They definitely do insects, but they eat more than just insects. So you know what that means? Don't worry. You have a Sunshine, call back. You'll have plenty of other chances during the show to win. So let's go to the next one. Hang on just a second. Here we go. Calling in, this would be caller 21, calling in from area code 386. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hey, Andy and Pat. It's Tom from Florida.
Tom. Florida. Very cool. All righty. What do you think the correct answer would be?
I think they're omnivores.
You're exactly right. That's what I have. Omnivores. Chickens are omnivorous,
right,
eating both meat and vegetation, among other things. They will eat worms, snails, insects, grass, leaves, plants, seeds, and even small mice and lizards. So you are correct. Congratulations down there in the Sunshine State of Florida. Sorry, Sunshine. Yeah, you can try to call back in. All righty. Tom, if you'll just send me an email with your and put in there, you can put a Hobby Hill Farm. That's fine. And the subject line, name, shipping address, and phone number. You're going to get a beautiful proud to be an American flag from hobbyhillfarm.com. How cool is that, Pat? We got our first winner, and it happens to be of the male species.
That's right. It's 1-0. It's a guy. Very good. Well, congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, let me put a big M there next to that prize for male. And
we're
in the lead.
Well, yes, for a while.
Okay, and now I get to pick the caller, and you get to ask the question. So,
okey-doke.
Second here, we'll pick caller number 9. Caller number 9, 347-637-3237. And the prize is some really nice McMurray Hatchery, our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery, some note cards. And these note cards have a picture, real nice picture from a real well-known artist. They also have artwork by this artist. These happen to be the artwork, but on note cards, And real nice artwork. You can probably go to McMurrayHatchery.com and click on the and just put in note cards, and you'll find these. They're really nice. I already had some comments on Facebook about them. I did have them on my Facebook posted. And so from our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery. So here we go.
Okay. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Sorry about that. All righty, and the question, if you know, 347-637-3237. Pat's got the question.
Yes, the question on this one is something we have discussed in different conversations, and the question is, what is polyculture? What is polyculture? P-O-L-Y-C-U-L-T-U-R-E. What is polyculture? And you can Google that. It's I checked it out before I got the question. What is polyculture? Yeah. It's an agricultural term. It's not silly to people. It's an agricultural term. What is polyculture? 347-637-3237. Caller number 9. The growing of cheap suits. Polyculture.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Overseas. Yeah. Oh, that's cute. That's cute. No, it's not a fabric. It's not a fabric. It's a term. What is polyculture?
All righty.
It laces nicely with it. In fact, it is a permaculture term. This comes from the term of permaculture. And certainly our listeners know what permaculture is.
Good. If you notice, the longtime listeners, normally I have cool things behind me, posters, feed bags, neat stuff on the wall to decorate behind the webcam, but nothing because it's all packed up.
Yeah.
So you just get blank wall for the next few weeks of radio shows, blank wall. So that's what you get. That's what you get. So,
Here's another definition of polyculture, Whisper. It's polyculture. The high society rules that parrots live by.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Now, S.A. Kim, I just want to clarify, you're not playing for the actual print. You're playing for the note cards. They do have a print, and then they have the note cards and maybe a couple of other things with this print on it, or this picture. So these are for the note cards. Of this print. Everybody loves note cards. In fact, I got some on my desk over here that was given to me that are really nice, chicken related. We'll never have to send thank you cards and things like that. So, yeah, perfect. Oh, I need to send a shout out to our friend who lives across the pond. He is in the Netherlands. He lives over in the Netherlands. He is a regular listener of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. He is a fan on Facebook. He is a friend on Facebook. And I'm going to absolutely destroy his name, but Ari Van Bistervelt. Okay? Ari Van Bistervelt, he's an avid listener of the show, and he's spreading the chicken love over there in the Netherlands, and we thank him for that, and just an all-around great guy. So hopefully, Ari, which I know you are because you've told me, you're telling all your friends over there in the Netherlands about Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, but he listens when he can live, and then sometimes, because of the time change and whatnot, he listens to the archive. But either way, Ari, thank you very much for listening to the radio show. We appreciate that. Worldwide, folks, you can listen anywhere in the world. Right here, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, call number 9. Let's go to the switchboard. We've got a lot of prizes to give away. Area code 510. 510, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please.
It's Rhode Island Ruby.
Ah, it's Rhode Island Ruby. All righty. So we have our second male contestant up.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. All righty. Okay, here's the question. Pat, repeat that question.
Oh, the question is Rhode Island Ruby. Of course, I can't fit.
Okay, now time out. It has to match perfectly because we can't have Pat weighing the field when it comes to female versus male. So she can't say now, oh, I'll just give it to you, because then that could change.
Isn't that just like a man? Uh-huh.
That could change the effect of the end, male versus women we do here. Yeah, so it has to match perfectly in this particular case.
That's right. And, of course, in my book, everyone's a winner. So, okay, Ruby, what is polyculture? That's the question this time. What is polyculture as an agricultural term?
Polyculture is agriculture using multiple crops in the same space.
That's exactly the answer.
That was my teacher voice.
Did you say your teacher voice?
Oh yeah, I have one of those too.
Okay, because
not your teacher
all
voice.
All the voices I heard from my teachers were, shut up, sit down, be quiet, Andy, get over here in the corner, Andy, go to the office, Andy, you've got detention, Andy. I didn't hear that nice soothing voice from any of my teachers.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Perfect.
You have won some note cards, so you can send me some sweet nothings in them and mail them back to me once you get them from our good friend at McMurrayHatchery.com. All righty.
Of course I will. Thanks.
Thanks.
Of course, it's hard to mail nothing, so be careful. That was a trick. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. One male, one female right now.
One to one.
We're all tied up. And let me just tell you, our next prize is coming to us from our good friends over at Crazy K Farm. And you just might win a Hen Saver hen apron.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver hen apron. Hen Saver hen aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
All righty, pick the caller, Pat. What caller number are we going to do?
Okay, let's go with caller number 8. Caller number eight.
You're going to be winning a Hen Saver hen apron from our good friends over at CrazyKFarm.com. You can see them online also at HenSaver.com. And here we go. Which of the following breeds is a true bantam and has no large fowl equivalent? Which of these breeds is a true bantam and has no large fowl equivalent? Poland, Wyandotte, Sebright, Orpington. Poland, Wyandotte, Sebright, Orpington. Which one of those four is a true bantam and has no large fowl equivalent? That's what we're looking for. Call number 8-347-637-3237 today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Don't you love these great questions? You know, it's amazing. When you actually have time to prepare for a show properly, it runs a lot smoother and you have some darn good questions. I made a point
to
make sure. Yeah, last week's show, it was the Friday the 13th, and so it was a little off and a little weird, but I was like, nope, not having it. We're going to have a good show today, let me tell you, with some good questions, some good winners, some good listeners, and of course, some awesome hosts.
I thought we had good questions last week. What was weird about them? You just didn't like the chicken jokes. You're picking on my chicken jokes.
It was just a weird show. It was just a weird show. I don't know what it was. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the moon phase that was out there. I'm not really sure, but anyhow. Oh, my goodness. I had to get my concealed weapons permit, Pat, because whenever I put on a long sleeve shirt, the guns are hidden.
Yeah, do that again. Oh, look at those biceps. Yeah, those are pretty good guns there. Absolutely.
I had
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Jesse's yep. picture was really accurate. When
yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, something about biceps and triceps and guys. It's just
something
know,
about that.
Little,
I know.
Little guns pop up like that. Yeah.
I had to get my concealed weapons permit because when I put on a long sleeve shirt, it hides these guns, let me tell you. Okay. Oh, no, no. It
oh,
is
dear.
Fun Friday. What?
The dragonfly says, boy, I'm glad I'm not in the same room with Andy wearing boots. Not wearing boots. It's pretty thick there in the headquarters, you know, the mission control.
At mission control, absolutely. Yep, Sarah was correct. There's Smith and Wesson. Oh, my goodness. You're crazy.
So did you have coffee today? You seem pretty pumped up there, too. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was really hoping you had coffee so I could just play the sub-alert. Oh, jeez. Okay, you said caller number 8, right?
Little things amuse me so much. Yeah. Yes, we said caller number 8. Caller number 8.
Okay, caller number 8. Like it or not, you're on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 515. State your name and tell us what state you're calling in from.
Hi, I'm Carlin Mean, and I'm calling in from Iowa.
From Iowa. And what's your first name?
Carlin.
Carlin. Pretty name.
Nice
right.
name.
Okay. Yeah. And, okay, let's see. The question is, hang on just a second, which of the following breeds is a true bantam, meaning it does not have a large bowel counterpart? That's what we're looking for.
You want to name off her choices? Oh, do you know, Carlin? Go ahead.
Seabright.
Seabright is correct. That's exactly the answer I have here. Seabright. Apparently, there's a couple of other true bantams, but that's just specifically that what we were looking for is the Seabright. Congratulations, you win an awesome Hen Saver hen apron from Crazy K Farm. So you can just go ahead and send us an email, and I think Love for Poultry is going to put that in the chat room for you, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and if you'll put in the subject line, Hen Saver, and then we'll need your name, your shipping address, and your phone number so we can get that Hen Saver out to you. Phone number specifically here because Toby over at Crazy K Farm may want to call you and see what size and what type of Hen Saver you would like. So how cool is that? Congratulations. Love it when we have winners.
Everyone's a winner.
Absolutely. Okay, and it looks like, and I'm going to be very honest, folks, and Pat, I need your help here. I'm going to go out on a limb maybe and say that because of the name, because sometimes it's hard when the younger kids call in because you're not really sure based on voice change whether it's male or female. So I'm going to go here with the name and the sound of the voice that was female.
That's what I would guess.
Okay. And if not, I apologize. It's just hard on the radio to know sometimes with the younger kids call in. Don't be mad at me and don't send me a nasty email, but that's what I'm hoping with the name and the sound of the voice, we'll put down email. And I guess they'll let us know in the chat room if that's different.
But
and
you,
I will,
you just wanted to make sure, so now the women are ahead. Here we go.
They are. That's
two
what I wanted.
One.
I wanted to make sure. Two to one. That's exactly right. Very good. So, yep, I just wanted to make sure. So cool. And I would hope so because I said that was a pretty name. So,
Very cool.
Well, now, I know of a boy named Beverly. That's a nice name.
Hmm. Interesting. And I know a boy named Sue. And actually, his that's a song. My name is Sue.
Yep.
How do you
yep.
do?
Yep, his father named him that specifically so that he would be a man.
Okay. Kara was like, that was definitely a girl, CW. So, okay, thank you. I'm glad. It's hard to tell sometimes. So.
When
they're young.
Often people think I'm a guy because I have a really low voice and my name's Pat, so they're never really sure.
Like the old Saturday Night Live skit, Pat. It's Pat. I don't know if you remember that from Saturday Night Live, but they had a skit that was very popular, and I forgot what it was called. It was Who's Pat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love
all
those
right.
shows. Oh, God,
if
I love those
you've
shows.
Been waiting, it is now time for our next awesome prize from My Pet Chicken, those awesome chicken treats made with insects. And so we've got these here. Yeah, I'm serious. And you can go to mypetchicken.com, and click on treats. And then you'll see them, and they're made exclusively for My Pet Chicken. And whichever one you choose, they are made with actual insects. Vegetarian-fed insect treats from our good friends Derek and Tracy over at My Pet Chicken.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
All righty, I get to pick the caller. Pat gets to ask the question. Caller number 10. Caller number 10. Number 10. 347-637-3237 if you know the answer to the following question from Pat.
Okay, well, you might have fun with this one, given the mood you're in, Whisper.
Uh-oh.
It's another agricultural term, though, I have to tell you. What does it mean? What does it mean to pop dress plants?
Put a bra
on them.
What does
it mean to top dress plants?
You got
to
put a bra on them.
That's not cross dress plants. It's top dress plants.
Top dress. You have to top dress plants. Well,
what does that mean? You say, I'm going to go top dress my plants.
Are those plants that don't wear any pants but shirts only? They're top dress.
I did have fun with it. Yeah. And already we've got comments there in the chat room. It's not polite to discuss plant intimates in public. Plant
top
lingerie,
dress.
You know, plant.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, speaking of, I don't know. Well, I guess lingerie. You'll be able to get the correlation here. On my personal page, a few minutes ago, someone sent it over to me and said something like, "I can't believe they're doing this," and because they know that I would, if it has anything to do with our taking away our rights or anti-government or whatever, that I would take it and run with it. And so I was sent a little video here locally in Georgia, here in Atlanta, about. On Monday, and I thought about covering this, no pun intended. I thought about covering this story on Monday, maybe even broadcasting live from location, but it's hang on, let me see if I've got the, well, it's just a video story here, but that's okay. It's about mothers are planning to fight breastfeeding ban here locally in a local county, in a local city. They've got this local breastfeeding ban that they're doing, and there's a whole video about it. And I was thinking about covering, no pun intended, the story maybe on Monday. I actually thought about it, and so I posted it on my Facebook page, and I put the story here is they're not completely banning breastfeeding altogether in public places. They're wanting to ban, from what I got from the video that I watched on this story, local news, they want to ban breastfeeding if your child is over 20 years old. No, over 2 years old. So if your child is over 2 years old, then breastfeeding would be banned. But under two in public places is okay. And so my comment here was, what difference does it make if the child is over 2 years of age? It's still the same boob. You know, I mean, I don't understand the correlation. If they're allowing breastfeeding under 2 years of age, and the mom's going to whip it out and feed her child, which we plan to breastfeed, and I have nothing wrong with public breastfeeding, but if this whole plan is to ban breastfeeding, if your child is once they reach 2 years old, I'm trying to figure out what difference in the world that makes. Because whether you see a mom breastfeeding a 6 month old or a 2 year old, I don't get the issue. I don't see the deal. It's still, again, like I put, it's still the same boob. And so I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it.
Maybe pick your battles. Maybe, all the things to be concerned about in the world. Yeah. I would really say pick your battles and focus on things that are really important.
Yeah. But, somebody said, hey, they can eat some goldfish crackers until they get home when they're that age. Just give them some goldfish crackers until they get home and then do that.
Oh, gosh.
There's been a heck of a lot of comments on here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I made a comment because somebody had put breastfeeding is really only necessary for 6 weeks. I think 3 years might be taking a little bit too far. I put one here. Here's one I put, and I think this is valid. Many parents today let their teenage daughters out of the house almost naked. So what's the difference? Yeah. You know, some of the clothes that these kids are wearing these days, what's the difference? And then, there's a lot of creative yeah. comments on here.
FMA says, the chat room is becoming divided by drip breastfeeding. and they thought it only happened at OHA meetings. Oh my gosh.
it's being divided, huh?
Yeah. Well, I agree with Dragonfly. So how's the weather doing down there in Georgia? You got weather today? I mean, we've got some up here. Yes, sir. We've got weather outside. I see it right now.
Hey, that was important news. Okay, perfect. I got it. I told you I'd get a message from Skyla Mann. Hi, Chicken Whisperer. Yes, Carolyn is a girl. She's Mariah's younger sister. Carolyn.
Oh.
Carlyn. Yep. So I guess I couldn't articulate that well. So yes, Carolyn is a girl, and she is Mariah's younger sister. And it says, for some reason, they can no longer get in the chat room. They've tried to reset the password 100 times, but can't get in the chat room. But we still love your show and listen often. So how cool is that? Well, thank you very much for listening, and congratulations, Carolyn. And you won that awesome prize. So, okay.
There's another one in the chat room, Whisper. I love this one from FMA Farms. It says, well, this really proves that we are polyculturalists. We have the CW cult, we have the Leleche cult, and, of course, we've got the parrot polycult.
There you go.
So yep. We're definitely a polyculturalist radio talk show.
Yes. Yeah. And I still – whoever brought this up in the chat room the other day has really affected me because I use it now as much as I possibly can, whether I'm in a store or meeting friends or meeting people I don't know. But somebody a couple of weeks ago put in the chat room that Monday through Friday between the hours of 12 and 1:30, the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer was their guilty pleasure. and so
what does that mean?
I'm not really sure, but I ran with it, and it seems like about every other day on the show, or maybe every day in the chat room, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know, all the young ladies out there that need that guilty pleasure, you know, somebody's got to do it, and it's hard work, but I'm willing to step up to the plate and be their guilty pleasure Monday through Friday between 12 and 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I don't know who initially put that in the chat room, but my goodness gracious, it's That term's probably never come out of my mouth except in the last 2 weeks since somebody posted it in the chat room, and now it's all I talk about. Hey, did you know I'm somebody's guilty pleasure from 12 to 1:30 Eastern time, Monday through Friday?
Oh, of course. You know what I say, Whisper, and I keep what? I kept telling this to my parents when they try to. Guilt is optional. Guilt is totally optional. Don't believe what everyone tells you about being guilty. So just if you're gonna have pleasure, just enjoy it. You know, don't feel guilty about it. Even if it is a chicken whisper. Oh dear.
I'd
say that's a compliment. That is a deep compliment there, CW. Yeah.
You know what I think it is? It's these big concealed weapons right here, baby.
I wasn't gonna say that, but you brought out the big guns. Yeah.
Bring out the big guns. All righty, Pat, repeat the question. What do you say? Caller number? I said caller number 10, didn't I? I think I said caller number 10.
I got to look back and see what the question was.
Caller number 10.
Yes, this is partly started this. What does it mean to top dress plants? It's an agricultural term. What does it mean to top dress your plants? If you're going to go out and say, I'm going to top dress my plants.
Somebody from area code 734 thinks they know, so we'll bring them on the air. Call number 10, 734. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi there. It's Anna calling from Michigan.
Anna calling from Michigan. And this could make it 3-1, female to male, if she gets the
right.
And she gets these awesome treats made from insects.
Been fed vegetarians.
Exactly. Mosquito-fed vegetarian insects, exactly. Okay. What do you think the answer is, Anna, from Michigan?
I think it is when you add dry fertilizer on top of the soil next to the plant.
That, I'll take that, absolutely. Especially
Wait a minute. Is that the right answer? Because it could be. Okay.
Just posted it. It means to top, putting fertilizer on the land or on the top after the crop's been started. So you just kind of walk down the row and you put the fertilizer on top of the ground. Yay, Anna. There you go. Whisper,
yay.
I hate to say it, you know, but it's a 3-1, male to female.
That is true. All righty, we got 30 minutes left, so let's get a cracking. And the next prize we have is a nesting box for your bee coop, no, your chicken coop, a nesting box for your chicken coop from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing, yeah.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, careful, Whisper.
I know. Woo! Okay, let's see. A nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. And let's see.
I get to pick the number.
You pick the number, and I'll go to the question. Okay, go ahead. What number, Pat?
Number 16. Sweet 16.
Okay, here's the question. Why do chickens need grit? Why do chickens need grit? 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. For a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing, why do chickens need grit? Call number 16, 347-637-3237.
Okay, why do they need grit? True grit.
Oh.
Why do chickens need grit? But, yeah, versus...
Pat, actually, Pat, if you'll take over the show for about a minute and a half, I've got to go water the tomatoes. So if you'll take the show over for about a minute and a half, I got to go water the tomatoes out front, and I'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Oh, you're so subtle. Well, it is Friday, however, folks. And as we say, Friday, we call Friday R. It's rated R for rooster, so anything goes on Friday. We've worked hard all week having all the different interviews and learning so much stuff. So now it's time to, even for Whisper, to let his hair down and just kick back and have a good time. However
you
choose
to do it. I'm telling you what, we need it too for Friday. Boy, let me tell you, I've got a lot of great emails from people saying, I love Fun Fridays. They're awesome. You walk the line, but you do it very carefully and tastefully. For those of you who don't know, we had a story that we both posted. We posted on our Facebook page. We posted it on Twitter. We talked about it on this radio show, and it was a study that came over from Europe, from the UK, that urinating on your tomato plants will help them grow 4 times larger, or at least the tomatoes. The tomatoes will grow 4 times larger if you urinate on your tomato plants. And so I'm not making this up. I posted it on our Facebook page. You can go look at it, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. And I had all kinds of comments from that, Pat. People saying that this is wonderful news because, you know, our tomatoes are planted right off the back deck, and that's where my husband likes to go. And so, you know, hey, that's a great idea. Some people were like, ooh, and some people were like, I wonder what they're going to taste like. You know, I had all kinds of comments. But, I was wondering how many people, when I said I had to go out and water the tomatoes, of who actually would get that. So,
Well, there's a comment there, Whisper, that since, you know, chickens don't urinate, they don't have urine, so they're saying that their roosters are right now out top dressing their tomatoes in their garden.
Yes.
People learn something all the time in this show. All the time we're learning. That's so cool.
That's okay, here we go. Caller number 16, calling in from area code 307. 307, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. Tell us your name. What state you're calling from, please?
Well, my name's Jake. I'm from Wyoming.
Jake from Wyoming. A lot of folks, listeners out west today. Awesome.
Yeah.
And, all right, Pat, repeat the question, please.
So the question is, it's your question, but it's why do chickens need grit?
Oh, you're right. Exactly.
Why do chickens need grit?
To help digest their food.
I'll take that for digestion. And
or they don't have teeth.
Exactly. Chickens need both soluble and insoluble grit. Insoluble grit goes into the gizzard to help break down food. Soluble grit provides the bird with calcium for strong bones and good egg shells. So that is correct. Thank you very much for listening out in Wyoming, Montana. Beautiful out there. We've got some callers listening from out there. That's awesome. So aware manufacturing nesting box, and I need to put a big M for mail next to that question. So so just send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then there you can put nesting box in the title, and the name, shipping address, and a phone number. All righty, we've got a great prize coming up next from our good friends at critter-cages.com, critter-cages.com. And it is an awesome brooder kit. Comes with a water and a feeder and a heat lamp with a dimmer switch and a bulb and a ring that goes around that actually creates the brooder. It's brand new. It retails at about $50. I think it's on sale right now for $42.99. And the next winner is going to get this from our good friends over at critter-cages.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Alrighty, I picked the caller, and Pat asked the question. You're going to have some fast fingers, some really fast fingers. Caller number, let's see here. I'm going to clear the switchboard, too. If you've called in to just listen, I apologize. You're probably going to get disconnected. We hope you'll call back, because since we're doing a real quickie here, Pat, I'm going to have you ask the question, and when you do, I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard to make it fair for everybody. So we're going to, because we're going to take, I'll tell you what caller, as soon as you're done reading the question, go ahead.
Okay, well, this might be a little harder to answer, but depending on, but we had talked about swales last week, what a swale was, and we got the right answer for that. Well, swales are often planted with different kinds of plants. What is the purpose of plantings in a swale? Why do you want to put plants in a swale? So that's another permaculture.
All righty, caller number three. Caller number three, 347-637-3237, caller number three for this awesome brooder box from critter-cages.com. Caller number three, 347-637-3237. I just hung up on Pat, so hopefully she'll call back. Oh, my goodness. 347-637-3237, caller number three. Fast Fingers are going to win this time. Fast Fingers. And I hope Pat calls back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm-mm-mm. There she is. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, my phone just kicked me off. I have no idea what
it was. Me. So. I cleared the switchboard, and you happened to be at the under the top under guest host, so well.
You disconnected me.
I did.
Well, that's okay. I've been disconnected many times. I know not to take it personally. Oh, gosh.
In fact, hang on. Just if you'll tap dance for a minute, I'm going to go ahead and recall in, because I got some distortion as well. So if you'll tap dance for a moment, I'll be back
okay.
In 10 seconds.
Yep. Yep, I'm going to have to find some tap dance shoes. But, yeah, the question here is what is the purpose of plantings in a swale? And, of course, a swale is a little indented place in the ground that you can form or make that helps to retain rainwater, and it gives the rainwater a chance to sink in and to soak in. Yeah, that was quick. How did you do that so fast?
I got fast fingers, too.
Yeah, I guess you do. So, what is the purpose of plantings? It's often grass, but it can be other plantings as well, in a swale. So there you go. There. Swale. S-W-A-L-E. A swale. Swale.
You know what? Give me a second here. Hang on 1 minute. Just a second.
That's 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some accurate information here. There it is. Pat?
Yes? I'm here, I think.
There's exactly 218 days, 11 hours, 47 minutes, and 20 seconds until Christmas.
Ma
always appropriate.
Yep, for everybody. All righty, we said caller number three, and we're going to go to caller number three to see if they know the answer.
Caller number three, what is the purpose of grass or other plantings in a swale?
Calling in from area code, let's see if there's more than one. Nope, just one, 860. Call in 860 if you'll tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Andy and Pat. This is Walter in Connecticut.
Walter in Connecticut.
Oh, there's the bird. I don't have him on my shoulder today, so we're good.
Is he nibbling on your ear?
No. He had enough.
Enough. Okay.
Had enough.
Clean your ears.
I know it's Friday, too, so.
All righty. This is for the let's see. This is for the Critter Cages, critter-cages.com brooder box.
Okay.
Know the answer to Pat's question.
If you get this right, it's 3-3.
Okay. A grass or, you know, you plant grass or plants in a swale, it's like a water filter. It helps on runoff so you don't turn into a wetland.
Exactly. And it helps filter the water out and get the water into the soil. Well
exactly.
Done, Walter. That's a take. That's a winner. That's
good
a winner.
Deal. Great deal.
All righty, thanks.
Okay.
All righty, thanks, Walter. I appreciate it. All righty, so that's male here. So we're you know what? We're tied.
We're tied. Yep.
It's 3-3. Absolutely. Okay. You know, I want to make sure I have some time to give these away because I haven't in a little while. Just a second. There we go. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted. Give me a second. There we go. Here we go. Yep. We're going to give away some egg carton labels. We hadn't done this in a while, and want to do this this one for them. Egg carton labels by A Dozen Girls. If you're on Facebook, that's how you can find them. Egg carton labels by A Dozen Girls are eggcartonlabels.net. I'm pretty sure it's eggcartonlabels.net. And we're going to give away some egg carton labels, custom. So basically what you do is you just send her your picture of whatever you want on the label, the whole nine yards, and she'll, in whatever size, round, square, rectangle, triangle, whatever size, and they will custom make you one set. I believe it says here, I don't know what how many one set, but some egg carton labels by A Dozen Girls on Facebook are eggcartonlabels.net, and this will be for one set of egg carton labels. So how cool is that? And you know what, Pat?
That's cool.
Somebody loves me.
We all love you, Whisper.
Somebody loves me, and ready, they're open about it. I just got a post on my Facebook page, not my personal, but my professional, The Chicken Whisper, facebook.com/TheChickenWhisper. And Tracy Perg just posted, where everybody can see it, in big capital letters, I love you. She said, what's the difference? I'm sorry. She put, what difference does it make how old the kid is? Exactly. So she agrees with me when we're talking about breastfeeding in public. I love you. What difference does it make how old the kid is? Besides, a 2-year-old's head is bigger and will hide more than a newborn's head. So I guess she has a point there, that as the child gets older, their head gets bigger, and then you wouldn't see as much if you happen to be breastfeeding an older child. So I guess that makes perfect sense to me, I guess. So,
well, there's a comment in the chat room that seven years old might be a little old to even though it has a big head to be breastfeeding. Oh, dear. Well, all I can say is pick your battles. Somehow it seems like it's just nobody's business in a way. Even, of course, it is in public, but so what? Hmm. Anyway.
To each his own, I guess.
To each their own, yeah. Yeah.
Very good. All right.
I mean,
okay,
given all the stuff that's on TV that is so provocative, somehow breastfeeding seems pretty nourishing and wholesome. So.
It's my turn to ask the question, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name given to an infected abscess sometimes found on the bottom of a chicken's foot? What is the name given to an infected abscess sometimes found on the bottom of a chicken's foot?
Good question.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. What
caller
is the
number
name?
11.
11, okay. Caller number 11, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number 11. What is the name given to an infected abscess on the sometimes found on the bottom of the chicken's foot? Foot. It's hard to say with half my face it doesn't work. Facebook and foot, F-O-O-T, foot. There we go.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I'll give you a hint from the chat room. Someone had already guessed. It's not gout.
it's not toe fungal or toe hockey. It's not toe hockey. Oh, dear. I've only seen that once. I had a, on one of my flocks, the band, I had a little plastic expandable band, and it had slipped around and was actually cutting into the bottom of the foot, and I discovered it later than I had wanted, and it was a little swollen around it, but I took it off and massaged the foot, and it's fine. It didn't really get infected, but boy, it was like a little, the name of this question that you got going there. Yeah. So what's the name given to an infected abscess on the bottom of a chicken's foot? It's not athlete's feet either.
No, it's not athlete's feet. Tough actin, tenactin. Four.
It's not a chicken nugget either.
No. Nope. It's not chicken wings.
No, no.
Buffalo wings. Okay, let's see.
Caller number 11.
Kara says she's going to be posting some pictures of Sunshine, the chick trying to get on the CW show. So there's a lot of chicks that try to get on the show. They're just knocking down my door 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we had to install security cameras and a fence around the perimeter, and because just all the fans that are it's pretty amazing. They just are coming out of the woodwork.
Yep. That animal magnetism, I guess, that chicken magnetism.
Must be it. And she said that actually the chick is looking right at the video now. Hey, at my mugshot where I haven't shaved in about 3 weeks. Got the Grizzly Adam look going on right now. So, okay, what do we say? Caller number 11? Let's go to the
caller number 11. Right, caller number 11. Yeah. Okay. What's the name given to an infected abscess on the bottom?
Okay, well, call number 11 is probably calling in from Skype or some type of thing like that because I don't have their number. It's just 1111111. I doubt it's going to be Rhode Island Ruby because she already called in and won with a real phone number. So call number 11 is probably calling in from Skype or Vonage or something like that. So or it may just be a prank call. But we're going to call number 11 now. You are live on the air with Andy and Pat. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Or maybe you can say hello, and then we'll know it's you.
Oops.
Hello? If you're calling in from, like, Vonage or Skype, we didn't get you. It just says 1111111. Hello? Okay. Well, you know what that means? We go to the next
caller.
Caller number
12.
Yeah, that's what it means. Caller calling in from area code 804. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hi, Andy and Pat. This is Rick.
Hey, who is it?
Rick.
Rick calling from what
Gooch
state?
From
Rick?
Virginia.
From
Virginia.
How cool is that? And
hey, Rick.
What do you think the answer is?
Bumblefoot.
That is absolutely correct. It is Bumblefoot, and the men have taken the lead.
They have. Oh, my God, Rick, that you put the guys over the top. It's 3-4.
Yes. I'm writing this down. It's on my list, but I wanted to make sure I got these out today. It's egg carton labels from eggcartonlabels.net, and we've got a male. All righty. How cool is that? How cool is that? The men have taken the lead.
Yep, they're leading the flock, so to speak.
Okay, yeah, we got one more here, and let's see what we got here. Okay, the next prize is going to be from our good friends over at ManaPro. Our good friends over at ManaPro, show partner here of the show, and the winning prize today is some poultry protector. Some poultry protector from Carefree Enzymes from our good friends over at ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
All righty, and so I get to pick the question, I mean the caller, and you get to ask the question, Pat. So let's see, the men have gone ahead, so we got to hurry here. What's the question, Pat? Caller number seven, if you know the answer to the following question. Pat?
Okay, well, it is Fun Friday, Whisper, so here's the question. Why couldn't the chicken find her eggs? Why could the chicken not find her eggs? That's the question. Why did she not find her eggs? I had to get at least one joke in. Why could the chicken not find her eggs?
I'm not really sure, but if you know the answer to that riddle or joke or question, then caller number 347-637-3237 for some ManaPro poultry protector. Oh, yeah, the caller from Virginia, I think they said, the last gentleman, send me an email. And there put egg carton labels as the subject, egg carton labels, chicken whisper at chickenwhisper.net, and then a name, shipping address, and phone number. So we'll see what happens here. So let me get over here to the phone lines. They have lit up, so let me go over here to caller number 7. Area code 214, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Dave from Dallas, Texas.
Another guy.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
What's the answer, Dave?
Providence. Okay.
Quick question again.
The question again is why could the chicken not find her eggs? Why
yeah,
could the chicken not
find her eggs? She mislaid them.
Because why?
She mislaid them.
Yes, this is from the Internet's worst and random jokes because she mislaid them. Ooh,
man, it was a wipeout. Thanks
Yay.
For calling, Dave. You're the big winner. All righty, and the men have prevailed today on Fun Friday, May 20th, 2011. How cool is that? Congratulations to the guys. And we beat the odds because based on all of our numbers that we get, 74% of our fans, followers, and listeners are of the female persuasion. So we beat the odds there, and we came out and we won. My tally shows 5-3. 5-3, male to female. How cool is that? So, all righty, folks, we're going to wrap it up. It's been an awesome, fun Friday. I've had a really good time with you guys. We had some chat. We had some chickens in the news. We had some laughs. We gave away some prizes. And I do hope you have a wonderful weekend with your family and friends. And tune back in this coming Monday. We'll be here 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I wish we can continue because I'm having a great time with all of you guys. And I hope you had a good time, too. And until next time, remember, there's no age limit on breastfeeding. All righty, Pat, take it away.
Oh, God. Well, on that note, course, appreciation to you, Andy Schneider, for bringing us all together. My goodness, I'm glad you've got that concealed weapon. That's a good part of keeping concealed. Appreciation to our chat room chickeners and all our listeners for their comments and for clucking along. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. Everyone have a wonderful, fun, foul-filled weekend, and blessings to all. We love all you poultry pioneers so much. Blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Ha ha ha.